Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for December 17th to the 23rd of 2023. So our quote for the week says, "So many of the old ways of working, processes, and procedures that you have relied on, which historically worked, are no longer working." Deep breath. We are moving into some new territory this week. Winter solstice technically kicks off the new year. But it's a quiet conception point. We don't always notice it because it happens in the darkness. But we are approaching the year 2024, which I am going to encourage all of you to double down on your self-care and clearing any debt or non-essential or extraneous people who drain your energy. All that got to go by or before 2025. When the shift is going to be undeniable, okay? When Saturn and Neptune meet up and activate Aries, a whole new generation will be born. And the old generation will be reborn. That's how that go, okay? Meantime, before I get flowing on this forecast, I got to send a shout out to the Queen Poe. Yay recently did an interview with her and her wellness community who showed up to the money pouring ritual and blew the doors off. Normally, we have, I would say, 60 to 80 people in a regular flow, consistently 30 to 40 every single month that show up religiously. It's beautiful. But Queen Poe's crew showed up and some of our regular folk couldn't get in. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. We've adjusted our whole Zoom thing. We're reworking all of that because we know that all of our circles are expanding as we develop community in each of our little spheres. And then we cross-pollinate and connect with each other for resources, which Queen Poe's crew, the wellness community, is all about wellness. It's very much like our power circle or the soul sister circle, where we focus on healing, education, and soul work. So do they over there, the Queen Poe way, okay? So we love her, we bless her, and we are grateful for her and her community and their dedication. That's what time it is. We are getting deeper into consistent ritual around here. Me and my earth medicine practice, shamanic astrology, is part of engaging the planets directly in a more ritualistic way. And thanks to Yeye, of course, I'm going deeper too. So I am excited about the new things coming in 2024. I'm working on the new look as we speak. I'm dancing as fast as I can to get the 2024 overview uploaded for you. That should go up in the next week or two. So stay tuned. For this week, we got a kickoff on Monday the 18th with Mercury retrograde trining Jupiter. So this is your individual thinking, getting a rewiring. We all are. How we think, communicate, express our ideas, thoughts, and concepts. Mercury retrograde always helps us review and revise that. As it connects with Jupiter three times over, there's a process of expanding our consciousness. And I think this is manifesting where we keep telling y'all to think bigger. Whatever you're thinking, think bigger. Whatever you want for your individual self, claim it for the social collective as well. Connect your small story to the larger story and you'll have more success. Let's think of it that way. Meantime, we're still in a process. This is the second hit of three. First time Mercury touched Jupiter was December 7th. Then again, this week is December 18th, and the final hit will be January 19th. Essentially, when Mercury's doing its process, the first hit awakens the issues. Whatever needs to be reviewed is revealed. So then, while we're backwards, the second hit, whatever you've been doing behind the scenes in terms of your personal process, reviewing your ideas, thoughts, and concepts, all of the typical Mercury retrograde, finishing things, fixing things, changing your thinking on things, all of that is very typical. And here this week, whatever's illuminated is the real focus, is the piece that you need to be as most mindful of as possible, because come January 19th on the final hit, that's when you can begin to move forward with any of it. Whatever Jupiter expands for you right now, that anything, any way that your small idea grows over the next month or so and develops, that will indicate when it's time to share with others. If not immediately in February, definitely by spring. Let's think that way. What we conceive in winter starts to sprout at spring, you know, is fully formed by summer, and we get the harvest by fall. That's the rhythm. So this energetic phase offers a splendid opportunity to broaden your horizons, delve into new learning endeavors, or enroll in a class or workshop. It is a moment to lay the groundwork for future plans and begin organizing your aspirations. However, you might find yourself feeling less tethered to discipline and more drawn to creative impulses. While this creative surge at the outset is beneficial, eventually, focus and discipline becomes essential to anchor your blossoming ideas, thoughts, or concepts into reality. If you remain self-aware, awake, and attentive, you will be able to naturally discern, see, and seize the opportunities as they present themselves. What might seem like luck is truly a reflection of your alignment with the universal forces, your presence within your own body, a positive mindset, and ultimately, trust in your own instincts. Remember, it's about practice. Perfection is not the goal. Cultivating optimism and perceiving opportunities in every experience act as magnets for positivity, while naturally repelling negativity, steering you towards your desired destination. Seize this auspicious energy to forge connections that align with your current aspirations and intentions in life. Deep breath. So this is the trine is ease and grace, the alignment, being in alignment, but it seems lucky when you have those kind of nights with your community where everyone shows up and then some. That's the expansion Jupiter is connecting us all to in our own way. And you want to think about it in terms of Capricorn and Taurus departments. Whatever's going on there, that's where these blessings are being stirred up. Then we move to Wednesday, December 20th, when Vesta, who's already retrograde, re-enters Gemini until March 31st of the new year, 2024. So this is a process that Vesta's in. Vesta's what is sacred to you, the individual. So here, Vesta embarks on a year-long journey from June of 23 to June of 24, focusing its recalibration efforts on your Gemini Cancer departments. This cycle of recalibration occurs once every 4 years and carries significant transformative energy. Looking back, I delved into past occurrences. Vesta's last retrograde through all Gemini was in 2012-13. Similarly, the last retrograde solely in Cancer was in 2005-06, and the combination of Gemini Cancer last occurred in 1994-95. Marking a pivotal era in my own sacred journey. Deep breath. Vesta symbolizes the pure sacred essence of the individual, an aspect capable of deep focus and complete dedication to a person or project, sometimes at the expense of other aspects of life. This cosmic force seeks to prompt a collective initiation toward making Gemini's aspects of curiosity, learning, and communication sacred and essential. Deep breath. This is for the teachers and writers and communicators of the world. Not just important, but sacred. It is an opportune phase to lighten up personally, and you may discover additional options. Moreover, it's a time to reassess and realign language, acknowledging the profound power inherent in our words, whether thought, spoken, or written. This recalibration offers a chance to rewrite your personal story, integrating a narrative enriched by a supportive network of friends and allies who champion your aspirations and sacred endeavors, Ashe. Deep breath. Transitioning through Cancer, Vesta turns the spotlight on the sanctity of safety and emotional security. It signals an ideal period to reestablish personal self-care practices. This energy illuminates any instances where self-neglect may have occurred in favor of caring for others, a direction that fails to harness the potential of this profound cosmic force that seeks to reconnect you with your body, sensuality, and unique individual rhythms, which you know I'm all about it, okay? This phase heralds a new cycle for cultivating healthy self-care practices, nurturing creative endeavors, and creating space as if you have already achieved your goals. Sashe, deep breath. Vesta's lingering influence directly impacts both cardinal and mutable signs. That is, Aries Libra and Cancer Capricorn are affected while she's moving through Cancer, and Gemini Sag Virgo Pisces is affected when she moves through Gemini. This cosmic journey deeply activates two-thirds of our chart, offering a potent and rare connection to our sacred selves. Those bearing Gemini Cancer energy undergo a profound initiation into their sacred self, a rarity in celestial alignments. Reflect upon who you were and what you held as sacred back in 1994, a time that converges with other cosmic themes from the early 90s that are back now. I'll provide reminders along this journey, and best of luck on this transformative voyage of your sacred self. Dates to remember. Vesta entered Gemini June 22nd, 2023. Then it entered Cancer September 13th, retrograded in Cancer November 2nd. And here we are coming up this week on December 20th when it re-enters Gemini. It's going to track along till it goes direct February 8th in Gemini. And it'll re-enter Cancer March 30th, and it doesn't enter Leo until June 19th of 2024. So that's why we said from June 22nd to June 19th is a solid year of Vesta making a certain area of our lives sacred, not just important, but sacred. Same day, Wednesday the 20th, is our community fire ceremony. All are welcome. You do have to register to access the replay. It is a free community event. The suggested donation is $22, and we are deeply grateful for those who are able to support like that. But it is a time of initiation of the new year. It's a sacred time. It's going to be super early because I do it around sunset from my backyard in Colorado. So it'll be 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, and I'd love for you to join us live on Zoom to celebrate the winter solstice. And for us in this crew, we are also preparing for the next day, beginning of ancestral souls rising, but I'll touch on that in a moment. Winter solstice welcomes the new solar year and initiates the return of the light. Things appear dormant on the surface. However, much life is beginning to develop beneath the surface in preparation for spring. Gradually, as Mother begins to withdraw her energy from one side of the earth, she simultaneously begins to feed and nourish the other side. Nature begins to slowly reawaken and the cycle of life continues. It is still a time of relative darkness and limited mobility because it is a conception point. So you are most supported for working behind the scenes, communing with other realms, honoring darkness and silence, while receiving, taking in, and processing new information, nourishment, and replenishment. It is time to clarify your intention for the new year and prepare for those necessary first steps, new choices, and wise actions that facilitate forward movement. This sacred season is about what you feel on the deepest level is right for you personally. As you create space to move from that center within you, that inner core stability of knowing your truth and purpose, it becomes automatic and you become a more dynamic participant in life. It's time to clarify your overall purpose and create the container that will support and protect that goal or purpose for the entire year. It's time to take the past year's fruits of your labor and put them to good use. It's time to set your intentions for what you want to create within and without. It's time to strategize about the future while building on what is solid and worthy. It's time to get serious and practical about what you want and design a plan for success, Sasha. Things to contemplate at the turn of the season. What do you want to accomplish in one year? I always recommend setting one tangible goal and one intangible goal for yourself. The tangible goal is something you can measure and track and know that you started here and ended up in a different place by the end of the year. And an intangible goal is more about the essence and the vibration and how you want to feel by the end of the year. How will you define progress on a monthly basis, quarterly basis, semi-annual basis, or annual basis? Okay, think about how you track your life if you do. I know in my crew, we have a lot of trackers. Break your goals into manageable pieces or stages of development in order to avoid anxiety and overwhelm, Ashe. Yes. What completed, ended, or died in the last year that has actually cleared space and freed up energy for you this year? Give yourself credit for completions and get excited about the new possibilities. That's what time it is. If you want to go deeper, then you join us for the fire ceremony and do some kind of seasonal practice. We suggest 40 days to change. a ceremony. The animal guides in the winter for Soul Sister Circle is owl, puma, and horse. So we're going to work with them, tune in, and look and listen for messages from those animals. And of course, the Soul Sister Circle is me time and time for you to replenish and get the information you need to do your soul work. So check that out when you can. The video invitation is at the bottom of this blog. It's only 19 minutes and you can check that out when you get a chance as well. Meantime, this is our day. We're still on December 21st, y'all. For the new Ancestral Souls Rising, this is the Council for Global Ancestral Reverence. They've been doing it every year since 2019. So every year gets better. It gets richer. It gets more expansive because more priestesses from more cultures around the world join us to share what they do to honor their ancestors. So that is going to be a rich, full day, y'all. That's why we're doing the fire ceremony on Wednesday, the 20th, so that we can do Ancestral Souls Rising on Thursday, the 21st. But consider it a full sacred day. Sure. And for those of you all new to ritual and ceremony work or priestess work of this kind, it takes a lot of energy, y'all. So even though we may only be in the live event for 3 or 4 hours, which is still a lot, it might take you out for the whole day. So you need to try to plan for that if you're going to be doing ritual that day. Now, the energies that support us that day are pretty powerful, too. This whole week, Mercury retrograde is mixing it up. So we know that we are rewiring our consciousness in a certain kind of way in the Sagittarius Capricorn department, which is perfect because we're dreaming up the new year that we want to manifest. Sag helps us expand the vision and Capricorn helps us manifest the vision and sustain the vision. So we really want to pay attention to how we change our mind or our thinking this week. What kind of turnarounds, ahas that come to you along the way is going to be Hermes the messenger with a customized message just for you. So let's look at the planetary messages or Venus opposite Uranus. So this is powerful because we know that puts Venus in Scorpio opposite Uranus in Taurus. Personal to collective, very big integration process. But it's also a liberation process because of Uranus being involved. So when Uranus enters the picture, it becomes the wild card, making it quite the challenge to foresee how things will actually unfold. Presently, there's a dynamic tension between what you hold as apparent common values and the expression of your distinct individual self. Okay, see how that social collective values are very different from our personal values these days? That's for sure. Venus, representing relationships, may usher in the beginning of an unconventional relationship or unveil something extraordinary within an established one. This isn't about categorizing it as good or bad, but rather acknowledging an unforeseeable shift or sudden realization calling for compromise and integration. This energy harmonizes beautifully when your personal truth and values align. However, if they are not in sync, it tends to be immensely disruptive. Being open, flexible, and seeking a win-win scenario for all involved is crucial amidst this unfolding. Remember, navigating this period requires openness, adaptability, and a commitment to finding solutions that honor everyone's well-being. Deep breath. So how are you getting pushed to grow around your values and priorities, around your relationships and finances? What's changing there? Where's the upset and the need to change because you've stayed overlong in a certain kind of pattern? This is also in a Venus cycle, which is maybe 10 months, let's say. You know, 5 months ago, you had an awakening. Now you can almost see better what that awakening was all about. So if we say 5 months ago, what's that, like July? And over the summer, there was some kind of wake up in your Venus realm of values. Well, of course, we know there was because she retrograded in Leo, and that's a lot. And it tested the Uranus and Taurus. It's a lot, you know. So we're all growing and shifting in what feeds and nourishes and supports us, and we're changing our definitions. We're extracting ourselves from the patriarchal Western culture of consumerism and destruction and death and madness and chaos, and getting back to basics with our earth-centered shamanic practices that keep us in alignment with Mama, the source of all that we need, desire, and deserve. Same day, Mercury retrograde, mixing it up with Saturn for the second of 3 times to go. The first hit was December 2nd. This one is this week on December 21st, and the final hit will be January 18th. So now we're talking an energetic phase that offers a valuable opportunity to objectively observe what requires alteration, repair, or grounding within your life or environment. Okay, so what needs alteration, repair, or grounding? Sometimes this energy can lead to feelings of despondency or apathy, but a more empowering approach involves squarely facing what needs attention and persevering with the tasks that you have already initiated. You might sense a pull to organize your home or workplace, or feel drawn to participate in a class or workshop, aligning with your current aspirations. Maintain focus without becoming overly serious. Remember, balance is key to all endeavors. Focusing solely on scarcity and restrictions can lead to feelings of being overwhelmed and sometimes a sense of powerlessness, which isn't the essence of this energy. Instead, it is an invitation to discard any overly optimistic perspectives. Engage in thoughtful contemplation, attend to the finer details, take inventory, evaluate the worth of your ideas, and make adjustments accordingly. Embrace this time as an opportunity for clear-sightedness, acknowledging what requires attention, and taking intentional steps toward improvement. It is about cultivating a balanced approach that considers both the challenges and the potential for growth, Ashe. So, Saturn gets us very serious. A sextile is an opportunity to gain traction, though. So there's some kind of idea that came to you in the last quarter of the year that needed some adjustments by early December, and now you kind of know what they are. And if you can make those adjustments and do any organization or cleanup that you need to do to stabilize and fortify them, then come January, like I said, you can start some forward movement that will absolutely gain traction as we move into the spring. The next day, which is Friday the 22nd, Mercury retrograde conjunct Sun is actually the main activation that lets us know we are kicking off a new Mercury cycle. And with Mercury, for those that are new to the circle, you always want to think around the retrograde 3 weeks before, 3 weeks during, and 3 weeks after. So it's a 9-week process. And you know, I'm a child of oh yeah, so I love me some 369s around here. But it also works with the months because basically Mercury retrograde is how we process and integrate 3 whole months of the year, which is why a retrograde with Mercury happens 3 to 4 times a year, pretty much quarterly. And it can happen like it's happening now on the crossover into the new year. And that always brings changes in the year that we step into. So this compelling energy urges you to express yourself across multiple layers of existence. Communication stands at the forefront, yet it is crucial that it flows both ways, meaning a genuine exchange of ideas. As you step into this fresh cycle of self-expression, you will be able to harness some potent energy that is likely to leave a lasting impact or create a meaningful difference in the lives of others should the need arise. It is an opportune moment for travel, whether physical or within the realms of your mind through visualization, or even exploring new facets in your immediate surroundings. Exploring uncharted paths can reveal unforeseen discoveries. This energetic influx brings forth a torrent of information. Staying alert is paramount. For those grounded and organized, this phase may yield well-deserved recognition from others, a testament to the individual efforts you have poured into your endeavors. Embrace this influx of energy, allow it to guide you toward new experiences and insights, while remaining open to the flow of communication and exchange that aligns with your authentic self-expression. Deep breath. So here it's still backwards, still in process, still rewiring, revisiting, revising, going back over territory to check those details, but it's in preparation for forward movement. So we want to embrace this time. I do usually say that even though Mercury retrograde is stressful for travel and technology and communication, it is actually amazing for turning inward, being quiet and receptive and doing divinations and asking questions of our ancestors and getting some answers, some clarity. That's the whole point of processing, is so that we're clear enough to go and make choices. And then theoretically, once we make a choice, then it's time to anchor permanently or release permanently based on whatever choice we just made. So you know my Kelly rhythm for the year. This is our seasonal rhythm. We process, choose, anchor. Process, choose, anchor. And that is the rhythm. So every once in a while, you just want to ask what time it is. Is it time to be processing? Is it time to be making choices and changes? Or is it time to anchor or release something so that we can stabilize whatever our next level may be? Now, all that said, Mercury does all this work this week and then slips right back into Sag. December 23rd is our Saturday. Mercury's still retrograde and it's re-entering Sag until January 13th of 2024. So as Mercury continues its retrograde motion, retracing its steps back into Sagittarius, it beckons us to delve deeper into philosophical inquiries and seek the essence and meaning of the year that we have just traversed. Now the messenger planet resides in a reflective, contemplative space, moving deliberately backward, curious about how to improve and expand your consciousness. This invites us to assimilate all the wisdom garnered in the past year, integrating it within ourselves as embodied wisdom for the forthcoming new year. Once you have embraced and assimilated the various facets of your life that have evolved over the past 3, 6, 9, or 12 months, it is time to seek the potential waiting to be birthed from this rich tapestry. Ashe. What visionary ideas can you ground, nurture, and expand upon in the new year? This is a time that supports the exploration of completely new ideas, diverse beliefs, and the stretching of your dreams beyond the ordinary limits. Envision a larger story, both for yourself and for the world. Embrace this prolonged phase within Sagittarius to weave and nurture this new narrative. Dream with a breadth and a depth that surpasses your usual imagining, which means expand your imagination. So that is our Mercury dominant forecast for the week of the 17th to the 23rd, approaching the end of the year, the last week of the year. So here at the bottom of the blog is my new Power Circle subscription for $9.99, an homage to Oya. This is for those who want their custom astrology reports each month, access to a 10% discount on all my offerings, lunar tools and guidance every month for the new moon and full moon, something we also do over in Ye Ye's world for the new moon money pouring ritual, is the $5 tier on her Patreon. And I believe it's the $25 tier that's going to also get both the new moon money pouring ritual and the full moon burden burning, is what she calls, what we used to call the burning bowl. She calls a burden burning at the full moon. But either way, it just depends on your needs. This is a wonderful thing for individuals studying their astrology and wanting to be personally supported throughout the month. The Astro 101 class is coming, y'all, and that's for February, March on Tuesdays on Zoom. And this is when you're going to learn astrology through your own blueprint, using your chart and your cycles to kind of learn with. I'm leaving owl medicine in because it's our medicine for December. I'm doing readings, so those of you who want to do your Astro Tarot either as a birth chart, if you've never done it with me before, but if you have, then we can do the same thing and check in with your cycles and do a tarot reading for either a specific question you have or for general guidance. And now my new offering, well, again, it's kind of not so new, but now available for the public. You can get your personal activations as they relate to the Mercury retrograde. So those of you with strong Sag, Capricorn, or mutable and cardinal energy, this one is important. And we'll do those 3 to 4 times a year. So if you get the annual bundle, you'll get all of them, no matter how many we do. And for the Venus and Mars activations, it's more like your monthly personal guidance for your feminine or masculine. And they've been proving quite useful and relevant and supportive, right? And then, like I said earlier, if you haven't seen my Soul Sister Circle invitation, it tells a little bit about my story and a lot about my core values and what you get each month from joining the Soul Sister Circle. So check those things out when you get a chance. I will say they're all great gift ideas for those of you who are gift givers at this time of year. Not a bad idea to do a customized gift for somebody or to go ask your people to get you a customized gift from Kelly, since you're the one that's my supportive community. So I am very grateful for you being part of this community and for you listening. I hope you will join us live on Wednesday and Thursday, and then the 9 days of the 9 layers of the soul The Ancestral Souls Rising crew is going to host a video every day. I forgot to mention that earlier. But it's going to be a powerful last 10 days of the month, y'all. And we can close it out strong and call in this new year in the highest possible way and know that we are connecting to infinite creative flow, energetic flow, and cash flow. That's part of our flow. We're all practicing receiving. You know, many of us are very good givers, but we got to practice that receiving piece, right? But I hope you have a fantastic week. Like I said, join us when and where you can. Reach out directly when you need to. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week.